music to put on. I would not want this place to burn down while I'm gone.
Welcome to another edition of Edit Radio. That was Cheek Face. This is Modest Mouse.
Dragon's pocket turned to now I'm just equipment. We've been eating our own. We've been eating our young. We've been eating our own young.
Welcome to Edit Radio Podcast number 822. My name is Ben. Welcome in. The sun is beating down here this evening, but the sky here in England is very moody and dark, making for an excellent contrast. Speaking of excellent contrasts, opening the show of this week, the irreverent Cheek Face song. It's called Black Sight, taken from an album called Podium, due out later on this year, which I'm very, very, very excited about. And after Cheek Face, in stark contrast, the moody excellence of Modest Mouse. The song is called Pickin' Dragon's Pockets, taken from their latest album. I think it's their eighth album, called An Eraser and a Maze, came out last week. I believe that's Pickin' Dragon's Pockets. Anyway, welcome to the podcast this week. Thank you very much for tuning in. Another tour through the best in music, both new and used. We've got happiness, we've got sadness, and we have got bossness. This is Cherim.
Shoes. I'm clumsy, make friends with the floor. Two for one, you know a bitch by four. And two left feet, you know I always drop. First thing a girl did was a bop. I'm the whole damn cake with a cherry on top. Shook up the bottle, make a good girl pop. You ain't even here to party. Ken in the club trying to pipe a Barbie. I don't wanna go, go, go with the flow. Back bend till I touch my toes. I don't wanna row, row, row the boat. Wrist full of rocks and I hope I float. Big up yourself cause you know they don't. I chew, chew, chew cause they hope I choke. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss and I shine like glass. I'm a boss, I'm a bitch, I'm a boss and I shine like glass, I'm a bitch. I'm a boss, I'm a bitch, I'm a boss and I shine like glass, I'm a bitch. I'm a boss, I'm a bitch, I'm a boss and I shine like glass. I've been the after, you've been the before. I've been the stallion, you've been the seahorse. Don't need a report, don't need a press run. All of my bad picks been all my best ones. I wear the hat and I wear the pants. I am a fan so I get advanced. I do my dance and cancel the plans. So don't be mad cause you had the chance. Said I took it and I ran for it. I wanted to stand on it. Money on the floor when we dance on it. Shine bright, let it put a tan on it. I took it and I ran for it. I wanted to stand on it. Money on the floor when we dance on it. Shine bright, let it put a tan on it. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss and I shine like boss. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss and I shine like boss. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss and I shine like boss. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss and I shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, I'm a bitch, I'm a boss and I shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, I'm a bitch, I'm a boss and I shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, I'm a bitch, I'm a boss and I shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, I'm a bitch, I'm a boss and I shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, I'm a bitch, I'm a boss and I shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, I'm a bitch, I'm a boss and I shine like glass. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, I'm a bitch, I'm a boss and I shine like glass.
A cover, of course, a cover, of course, a cover, of course, of Doja Cat. That's Cherim, straight out of Londonderry. The song is, of course, Boss Bitch. If you go to the Bandcamp, you can buy that. I think there's also copies of the vinyl on the Bandcamp still as well. That's Cherim. The song is called Boss Bitch. I think I like that more than the original. I've not told you what's to come on the podcast this week, just in case you haven't looked at the track listing before you've pressed play. You've blindly put faith in me to surprise you with all the stuff along the way. Since you've graced me with your presence, I will tell you what's coming up on the podcast this week. My friend Kelly got in touch with me recently to tell me that there's a new Weezer song out featuring Wednesday, and it was good, and she's right on both counts. There is a new Weezer song featuring Wednesday, and it is good. So that's coming up on the podcast this week. Also, songs from great new albums from the likes of Metric and Jessica Hoop. First of all, though, 20 years ago, Billy Talent released their second album. It was called Billy Talent 2. Edit Radio has been going for a long, 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 long time, but we've not quite been over 20 years. So I'm trying to make up for the fact that I have yet to play this great song on the podcast. Billy Talent are currently on tour celebrating 20 years of the release of Billy Talent 2, which culminates in a few weeks with some shows in the homeland of Canada. Making up for lost time, meanwhile, here in 2026, this is me playing you Red Flag. Flippin' love Billy Talent from the album Billy Talent 2. The song is called Red Flag. Whew. I'm pretty excitable today. I'm very excited for a start for the World Cup, which starts this week. I love the World Cup. Can't wait for that to start. Also, as I record this, it's Monday evening, and that's probably my favourite part of Monday because it means I've made it through the workday. Monday morning, terrible, awful mood. Monday evening, much better mood. I was going to record this yesterday on the Sunday, but something happened which kind of bummed me out. Well, I will tell you what that is later on in the podcast, if you don't mind. Right now, I want to focus on being very happy. I hope you've had a good weekend, and wherever you are in the world, things are looking pretty good. I had a great weekend, especially on Saturday, where I made my third annual trip to the London Open Gardens Festival, which is like a charity event where for a very small amount of money and the price of a train trip into London, hundreds of gardens opened their doors in unison to ticket holders, some on the Saturday, some on the Sunday, some both days. And it's just a great excuse to get into the city, to look into the green spaces, to meet the communities, to talk to people. I had a tremendous time. The weather was terrible, but I had a tremendous time. I had great fun. I managed to make it to five gardens. probably my two favorite gardens that I went to were the last two that I was making my first visits to. First of all, I managed to get into Lincoln's Inn, which is, the Honourable Society of Lincoln's Inn, which is one of the four inns of court in England and Wales. If you are a barrister and you wish to be called to the bar in England and Wales, you have to be a member of one of the four inns of court, of which Lincoln's Inn is one. It was really tremendous to be able to get a chance to wander around there, and it was wonderful. And the other one I got a chance to visit, I got a chance to go around the medicinal garden at the Royal College of Physicians. I was trying to avoid being given a tour because there were lots of like fellows of the garden giving people tours like around. But I wasn't in a hurry, but I wanted to take things at my own kind of pace. And I enjoy being solitary. But somebody spotted that I was unaccompanied. And so I got like a last minute whistle stop tour around the garden by a fellow of the garden named Dr. Henry Oakley, who practiced like psychology, I think, for 50 years or so. He was very eccentric. It must be like mid 80s, I reckon. And at the end of this tour, it was only then I realized that the book I was holding that I'd bought on my way in was written by him. I got an accidental tour from the author of the book I was holding. That's pretty good. I'm going to stop waffling now and we're going to get back to the music. Stick with us. The new song from Weezer is coming up soon. As promised, we will also have something for the new album from Jessica Hoop. I enjoyed playing the Billy Talent song so much that I feel also like maybe we should do some kind of tribute to Canada. Stick with us for that. Meanwhile, this is Maddie Diaz. Is it?
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I wore cologne to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants. But then I turned on the TV and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23 and are still more amused by TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? And later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. She said, oh, it's the cops and your husband's in jail. The steel looks down on sodomy. And that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23 and are still more amused by prank phone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? Ooh, 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 ooh. And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're like you're in freshman year. What the hell is wrong with me? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? That's about the time that she broke up with me. No one should take themselves so seriously. With many years ahead of fall in line, why would you wish that on me? I never want to act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Strangers, something came along and changed us. got shows back to back. Excuse to celebrate a brighter, lighter, a louder stack. Hand on the burner, crack in the skull. Is it still hedonism if you're feeling miserable? Don't want your songs to become the clues to why we lost you. We might as well be strangers, Something came along and changed us, I was Nancy, you were vicious, And I'm not sure I even miss us, If I sang you a song, would you still sing along? We might as well be strangers, Something came along and changed us,
The first of the three songs that you just heard. We started off with Maddy Diaz, taken from her Blink-182 covers album called Enema of the Garden State, which is a tribute to Blink-182's classic album Enema of the State. The song was, of course, What's My Age Again. After that, I told you the new Weezer single was good. Weezer featuring Wednesday, We Might As Well Be Strangers. Weezer have got a new album out in August, from which that excellent song is taken. Can you guess what Weezer are going to be calling their new album? It's going to be called Weezer. That's their seventh. It's their seventh album called Weezer, released by Weezer. There's the, what is it? We've got blue, green, red, white, teal, black. And this one is gold. This is going to be the gold Weezer album. Weezer, We Might As Well Be Strangers. Good song. And then you just heard a band who I assumed, based on how that song sounds like the sound of burning American flags being fired out of a speaker, I assumed they were from America, but they are from They are from North America. They're from Canada. Among legends of the band, the song is called Hack, H-A-C-K. The new album is coming out in July. Among legends being from Canada also feeds quite nicely into this next little section of Edit Radio. Normally this time of year, I'm on a high from watching the Eurovision Song Contest, and I want to play you loads of really bad Euro disco. But even though the Eurovision Song Contest this year was very fun still, the quality of music was not memorable. So instead, Canada, I'm talking directly to you. I just want to take this moment to say thank you. Thank you for giving us Bret the Hitman Hart and the Hart family and so many other good wrestlers. Thank you for giving us so many awesome bands. Thank you for electing Mark Carney as a leader. It's very funny to watch him serve Donald Trump occasionally. Thank you for the whole concept of Mounties. Thank you, to bring this full circle, for inquiring as to whether you too might one day be able to join the Eurovision Song Contest. Come on in! We need more quality. Thank you. We appreciate you. And thank you for Angine de Poitrine. from somewhere in the Quebec. Angine de Poitrine are the band. The song is called Matter Ziklek, taken from the album called Angine de Poitrine Volume 2. Staggering, I think, is the word for that. I mean, I'm sure, like most people, you've seen the the session they did for KEXP on YouTube, which has got something like 1 billion zillion squillion views. But I'd been hovering around playing them on the podcast before. I'd heard they were a two-piece, and I was listening to the music like, sure, you're a two-piece. Let's see you do this live. And then I watched the KXP video, and I was thoroughly humbled by the incredible musicianship and incredible live show. If you haven't seen the Angine de Poitrine KEXP session on YouTube, go and seek it out, because it is truly tremendous. And if you're a musician, or you just love air drums, I guess, my challenge for you is to listen to that song and try and nail the timings on your air drums. It's exhausting and exhilarating, but mostly just exhausting. Anyway, from one great Canadian band to another slightly more standard time signature, this is something from the new album from Metric.
Outside your head, don't listen what's been said on repeat.
Sure, I mean, Quebec is good, but Toronto is where it's at, no? That's a metric taken from the great new album called Romanticize the Dive. The song is called Anti-Gravity. That brings to an end our Canadian section. I've put my kazoos down. We are all safe. We're going now from the very polite Canadian section to a far more rude section, despite this next band being called Of Montreal. Two songs to go.
I don't need to be your exalted one. Don't want to be in your social circle. Don't need to be friends with your friends. I don't really care what kind of message this sends. I just want to fuck you again.
Very rude indeed, and not Canadian. The band are Of Montreal from Athens, Georgia, I do believe. The song is called When, taken from an album called Athamede, which came out last week. Other bands I found out not from Canada, despite having Canadian names. The electro band Boards of Canada are indeed from Scotland. So there, that's it for the podcast this week. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you've had a good time. Tom Crook and friends, Tom and Ben and Paul, will be back next week for another round trip around the musical world. And then I believe Barry Dolan is back towards the end of June. It's his birthday coming up not too long away. So maybe he'll give you some cake. I have one song left to play you. It's from Jessica Hoop. A few weeks ago, I had the pleasure of seeing Jessica Hoop at the Union Chapel. I loved the Union Chapel. It was a beautiful show. If you've never been to the Union Chapel in London and you get the chance to go, please do go. It's a world-class venue and it's a great example of how to have a beautiful church venue that's still also a practicing church. It's still a place of worship. And its dual purpose is just perfect. It's great to be able to go along and watch a show there. They're very special shows. I was going to record the podcast yesterday. But news, as I was preparing to do it, news broke that Professor Richard Scollier had passed away after his battle with cancer. This was not unexpected. I'd been expecting it for a little while. If you're not familiar with his work, he was an Australian doctor who specialised in the treatment of advanced melanoma. In fact, as part of his work, him and his colleague Georgina Long, Professor Georgina Long, they had done considerable work to reduce the death sentence that advanced melanoma used to be, increase survival rates. Richard was diagnosed in 2023, I believe, with glioblastoma. like aggressive brain cancer, the prognosis of which is very poor and whose treatments had not changed in 20 years. But him and Georgina Long decided between themselves that this was an excellent time, since it is a death sentence anyway, to put himself forward to be a guinea pig, to risk his life, what was left of it, to see if they could beat brain cancer. It was a fantastic journey. They used a lot of the methods of fighting cancer that they had perfected in their melanoma studies, and they just adapted it and applied it, along with, I believe, a surgeon in the US, to do this pioneering surgery that had never been done before. And they just effectively cleared the brain cancer out of his brain. He went for checkups regularly, and I think for about a year he had the all clear. Unfortunately, it did return in 2025, and he passed away on Sunday. But he left behind is just this great feeling of hope for the future. Richard will not be forgotten. But for those of us left behind, I'd like to remind you that there are great people doing amazing things all over the world today. It's easier to see the bad stuff because that's what's on the news, but there are great people giving us hope all over the world every day. I'd also like to invite you, if you haven't already today, to pick somebody you love, reach out to them and tell them that you love them. I'm going to leave you with, as the last track from this podcast, a song from the recent album from Jessica Hoop. The album is called Long Wave Home. This is going to be the title track. Take care of yourselves. I love you. Goodbye.
Don't look to the night sky to know where you are. Don't look to the night sky with a dream or desire. If you wish on a star, it'll land on a satellite. Lo, how neon light assembly lines, night trains crossing skies, nobody rides. A new constellation hangs from the belt, so we set fire to the map. A new generation and myth to tell, a new sign for the zodiac. What three words and I'm there, searching I find people, people everywhere, and no friend of mine. Sound that has happened or ever could, all at once, all of the time. The bell rings, the pin drops, the whispering wood. Only transfer never die. An ocean of voices you can hear, you can feel. Baby, one of them is mine. Carrying me to the other end of the line. White noise calms me down, turn it up loud. Let's climb a radio tower, you hear me now.